Are you celebrating Sinner Patrick's Day today? Sinner Patrick? That's not usually how he's described, is it? It doesn't have quite the same ring to it as St. Patrick's Day. Yet in his own words, in his autobiographical confession, he begins with these words. My name is Patrick. I am a sinner, a simple country person, and the least of all believers. Now, that's not something I've ever seen on a parade banner decorated with green glitter shamrocks or written in green on a t-shirt. No, this day has become way more about big celebrations of Irish American heritage where everyone is a little bit Irish for the day. Everything is green, and you try to get through the day not getting pinched. It's quite a far reach from an actual Scottish boy born to Roman parents in the year 387. He was taken captive as a young teenager by barbarian Irish pirates. Patrick's story is one of slavery, struggle, crying out to God in prayer, finding a strengthened faith in Jesus, finding freedom, and ultimately surrendering his life to a call much bigger than himself. Patrick found himself on mission. God led Patrick back to the Irish people for the purpose of spreading the gospel of Jesus. Patrick converted and baptized thousands, including the pagan king of Ireland. Patrick is credited with having brought not only Christianity to Ireland, but in a way, saving a civilization, and as such became a figure of national devotion and the nation's patron saint. There is so much more to his story, but the part that I'm focusing on is the way he began his confession. My name is Patrick. I am a sinner. He never saw himself as a saint to be honored or praised. In his writings, all glory and honor is given to God. He recognized his sinfulness and his need for salvation. I'm reminded of Paul and how he described himself to Timothy. 1 Timothy 1:15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Patrick and Paul were both on mission, and their number one cause was to advance the kingdom of God for no glory of their own. It was always all about Jesus and his saving grace for a sinful humanity. Today, may we recognize our sinfulness and need for a Savior, just like Patrick did. His breastplate prayer was this: Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Patrick knew it was and is and always will be Jesus. That's the truth. Maybe don't wear green today, and when someone starts to give you a pinch, share the gospel truth Patrick and Paul both believed. It's way better than a mythical pot of gold. I'm Lori Klein.